This is Al Loya, and you're listening to
Sounds Around Town
right here on RadioIB.com. Man, I cannot believe that this year is almost over. 2008, on its way out, we're in December. Let me tell you about some bullshit I had happen to me. I missed a traffic court date, and let me tell you what that was about. I got pulled over by an officer, if you will, for having my license plate obscured by the license plate holder that the dealer put on my vehicle. Can you believe that crap? Anyway, so he pulls me over for that, and then starts writing me a slew of tickets for some other bullshit. I have a cracked windshield, which does not obscure my vision. I got a ticket for that. I was not wearing my glasses. The guy asked me if I wore contacts. I didn't lie to him. I said no. So he wrote me a ticket for that. And then he said, but by the way, you ran that stop sign over there. Being that I did not want to argue with this man, I went ahead and just took that ticket because you know how some of these rogue cops are. Ready to just shoot anyone for any reason. So I wasn't about to give him one. I kept my cool and accepted the ticket and appeared my first time in court and got two of those taken care of by paying a fine. So anyways, I missed my date and now I got a warrant out for my arrest, so I gotta take care of that crap. But anyways, let's get down to some music. I just wanted to vent a little bit and warn you guys, if you have your license plate obscured by the license plate holder that the dealer put on your vehicle, you need to remove it because in the state of Texas, you can be pulled over for that kind of bullshit. So let's get down to the business of music. But before we do, here's a message from Moon DC.
Are you a Texas artist coming up in the local scene? RadioYV.com is now currently accepting submission to our musical rotation.
Contact X Factor
at RadioYV.com for more details.
I know that I've mentioned promotion in a prior podcast, but felt necessary to let you in on a great way to get exposure for your band or you as a musician or artist. The other day I was called by a good friend of mine, Mike. He was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that there currently is no treatment for. The doctor told him there was an experimental treatment that he could have, but of course, the insurance would not cover it. So Mike, being the veteran musician, sound engineer, put on a fundraiser to raise money for this treatment. I was asked if I would donate my time running sound. I did something better than that. I also got my band together and offered to run sound and play at this event. Both Mike and I attend a fairly large church, and there was an announcement made, basically what I mentioned before, in two church services prior to the event. Maybe it was a week, I believe. I'm not sure of any other forms of advertising that were made, but let me tell you this, my friends. People showed up in droves. The place was standing room only. The event raised more money than was needed for the treatment. There was an MC that night who introduced the bands and thanked those who sponsored time and gave their efforts. The event was also videotaped and photographers were there taking pictures. In actuality, I received a call from an event planner wanting to book my band for some private parties. So again, doing benefit concerts is a great publicity and makes you look like a hero. Plus, you never know who's listening. This is a great example of how a free show gets a paying gig. So don't worry about, doing a show for a church or the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or some other organization like that. These people have money. They have resources to get themselves into newspapers and get themselves even on TV to promote their events because they are newsworthy. So getting involved with some benefit of some sort may not benefit you financially right now, but like I said, you never know who's in the audience listening, and it could lead to bigger and better things. Because getting this type of promotion on your own is very costly. So, you know, what better way to get promotion, look like a hero, and be seen by a lot of people than doing a benefit show? Anyway, that's all the time we have for today, and I'm glad that you spent your time with us listening to Sounds Around Town right here on RadioIV.com. If you like to contact me, maybe be a guest on my show here at Sounds Around Town, do so by sending me an email at srtmail@earthlink.net, and you can leave your contact information so I can call you or email you and set up a date to do so. If you have any suggestions for a future podcast, just let us know. Again, srtmail@earthlink.net. This is Al Loya signing off, and until next time, you're listening to Sounds Around Town on RadioIV.com. Yeah.